Track 9, back to the news. Local government review is welcomed. Teignbridge District Council has welcomed the government's decision to review its plans for local government reorganisation. The massive overhaul of Devon's councils could be scrapped under a review set to be confirmed in Parliament. The forthcoming shake-up would have been the biggest change in the way local councils operate in half a century. It would have slashed the number of existing councils in Devon from 11 now to just 4, and would have seen the county's urban centres expand into neighbouring districts. Crucially, it would have also radically changed how the councils operated, with all of the new bodies having to take on some of the largest, most expensive and complex services, such as adult social care, education and highways, for the first time. But a statement from Westminster confirmed a review will be launched into the plans for local government reorganisation. Devon County Council had been readying a claim for a judicial review. Teignbridge Council has said it welcomes the review and the opportunity for the government to look again at proposals announced in July. Leader of Teignbridge District Council, Councillor Richard Keeling, said, "We welcome the government's decision to review local government reorganisation and pause work while that review takes place." The proposals announced in July would have split Teignbridge between 3 different councils. "We believe council boundaries should reflect real communities and support simple, effective services for residents. We look forward to working with the government and councils across Devon as the review progresses." Plans for 14 areas will be reviewed, including Devon, to ensure the process is robust and aligns with the new government's plans to rewire the state, a statement from the government said. The government has also withdrawn previous decisions affecting Essex, Hampshire, Norfolk and Suffolk. Elections scheduled for May 2027 will still go ahead using existing district council boundaries. Teignbridge Council says it will continue to work with the government and council partners across Devon to understand what the review means for the area and any future proposals.
Garden Club Summer Show is a blooming success. Bovey Tracy Garden Club's annual summer show brought residents together at the Methodist Hall on Saturday the 29th of August with a colourful display of vegetables, flowers, homemade produce and baked goods. Children also took part with miniature gardens among the entries, while visitors enjoyed homemade cakes, tea and coffee supplied by Bovey Tracy Fair Trade. Town Mayor Councillor Sheila Brooke attended the event and presented the trophies to the winners. She praised the hard work of everyone involved in putting on the free community event. The afternoon also featured a raffle and plant stall, giving visitors the chance to catch up with friends and neighbours while supporting the popular annual show. Affiliated with Royal Horticultural Society, Bovey Tracy Garden Club promotes and encourages gardening.
Visual vandalism objections over plans. A row has broken out over what objectors are calling visual vandalism, as plans have been submitted to remove a wall at Victorian Flats in Teignmouth Town Centre. The move by the owner of the properties in Orchard Gardens to redevelop the front wall and create more parking spaces has sparked so much anger, residents have formed the Orchard Gardens Preservation Society. The group warns the plans will permanently scar Teignmouth's historic streetscape, destroy wildlife habitats and create a severe safety hazard for pedestrians. The owner of the 5-storey flats at 5 Orchard Gardens has submitted proposals for planning approval and listed building consent to remove a Grade 2 listed decorative masonry wall and create parking spaces for tenants. The owner says this gives an obvious chance to add more parking spaces and believes it will create a gateway to the town. But opponents have condemned the scheme as unsustainable over development that treats the town's protected history with blatant disregard. The applicant proposes to replace the wall with a timber railway sleeper-style retaining wall. Low-panel fencing will be erected beside the wall, also similar to neighbouring properties. The expansion of small flats in Orchard Gardens has overrun available spaces. The planning statement continues, "I had visions of having just four parking spaces for four tenants. Today, two unknown cars park up against the wall, obstructing my tenants' access, and the wall in a private road has been damaged. Rather than replacing it, I believe we could create more parking spaces by using the whole space more efficiently." However, a spokesman for the society said the plans involve tearing down a Grade 2 listed decorative masonry wall and replacing it with cheap, modern timber fencing. There are further concerns for protected trees, and they say the layout provides no space for vehicles to turn around, requiring reversing over a private road directly adjacent to a bus stop, where visibility onto a busy 30-mile-an-hour road is completely blocked. The spokesman added, "This proposal treats a highly sensitive, protected heritage plot as nothing more than a high-density, multi-car dumping ground. It fails every test of local policy and common sense safety. We strongly urge the council to stand up for our town's history and safety and refuse this application in its entirety."
Teddy's parachute jump at Church Fun Day. A teddy bear's parachute jump is amongst the attractions at a fun day at St Michael's Church in Kingsdainton on Saturday the 12th of September. The community event will raise money for the Devon Historic Churches Trust. Visitors can bring their own teddy bears with homemade parachutes and register for the jump by 1 p.m. Registration is £2 plus £1 entry fee for adults and free for children. There'll be a teddy bears picnic and a buffet at 12:30, and the bears will be launched from the church tower at 2 p.m. Trips up the tower for non-parachutists are available at 11:15, 12 noon, 12:45 and 4 p.m. There will be a cream tea at 3 p.m. and a service of blessing at 3:30 with a raffle at 3:45. And there's a picture here of a man launching a teddy bear in a parachute from the top of the church.
A family has made an emotional appeal for information after valuable and highly sentimental items, including family silver and jewellery dating back more than 100 years, were stolen during a burglary at a Newton Abbott home. The burglary took place at a property on Chestnut Drive at around 2:30 p.m. on Friday the 4th of September. Devon and Cornwall Police said officers were called to the address at around 4:30 p.m. following a report of a burglary. The family said the loss has been particularly distressing because many of their possessions cannot be replaced. Some of the stolen items are described as distinctive and may be recognised if they are offered for sale or taken to an antique dealer, jeweller, auction house or pawnbroker. The family is appealing particularly to anyone living in or around Chestnut Avenue or who was in the area at the time of the burglary to check doorbell cameras, CCTV, dash cam footage or other recordings. They are keen to hear from anyone who may have captured suspicious people or vehicles in the area before or after the incident. The family has also contacted local antique dealers, jewellers, auction houses, etc., and businesses dealing in second-hand silver, asking them to remain vigilant for the stolen property. The family said even a small piece of information could make a significant difference, both in helping the police identify those responsible and potentially recovering possessions that have been part of the family's history for generations.